The U.S. House has voted to bar the Food and Drug Administration from approving genetically modified salmon for human consumption. Alaska Representative Don Young sponsored the amendment, which passed by voice vote last night and is part of a farm spending bill.
They were going to declare it an edible fish and then make it legal in the markets. And my point is, no one's had a chance to study the effect upon the wild salmon. Or can they, in fact, pollute the wild salmon in time? And so I argue until that's done, there should be no making it legal.
Young says he's concerned about the health impacts of eating the genetically modified fish, their impact on wild salmon, and the competition they'll give to fishermen in Alaska. His amendment prevents the FDA from using money to approve an application for the modified fish. A Massachusetts company, Aqua Bounty, has created the modified salmon, which some call Frankenfish. It includes a growth hormone that makes the fish grow twice as fast as natural salmon. The bill banning approval of genetically modified fish has to pass the Senate to stick. Both of Alaska Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski are co-sponsoring a companion bill in their chamber. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to decide this year whether to approve the genetically modified fish. An initial advisory panel deemed it likely safe last year, but called for more studies. If the FDA gives its approval, it would be the first time a genetically altered fish or animal would be allowed on America's plates.